This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Some headlines now from around the world today. President Volodymyr Zelensky hails Ukraine as the country of the brave on the 500th day of Russia's invasion as he continues a regional tour to drum up support ahead of a NATO summit next week. Meantime, as the war grinds on, Ukraine is advancing slowly without enough arms and ammunition and with its main cities under constant threat. Washington and Beijing should communicate directly on concerns about specific economic practices, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says, urging greater cooperation between the world's two biggest economies, despite fraught ties. Iran hangs two men in public over a shooting last year at a revered shrine in the southern city of Shiraz that took more than a dozen lives, an attack that was claimed by the Islamic State group. Dozens of marches against police violence in France are planned after authorities banned a memorial rally, fearful of reigniting the recent unrest that engulfed the country. At least seven people are killed and dozens more injured in India after clashes over local polls in West Bengal, a state notorious for political violence during election campaigns. Japan marks a year since the shock assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the country's longest-serving leader and a towering political figure. World daily temperature records have been smashed this week, according to preliminary data, the modeling tools that produce these estimates can provide an early warning of extreme heat events. That's what experts are saying. This is VOA News. China is criticizing the report by the UN's nuclear watchdog that greenlights Japan's release of treated radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima plant. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
China's state-run Global Times newspaper on Thursday said Liu Shenlin, a Chinese expert in the IAEA's technical working group, was disappointed with the, quote, hasty report. Liu did not immediately respond to a request for comment. China said on Friday the IAEA's report didn't fully reflect the views of all experts involved, calling its conclusions, quote, limited and one-sided. Some Japanese officials are worried that China, the biggest buyer of its seafood exports, may halt purchases of those items if the plan is implemented. China said on Friday it will tighten its scrutiny of food imports from Japan due to safety concerns.
No one from Russia's Wagner mercenary group has yet visited a disused military camp that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has offered for Wagner's use, an advisor to the Belarus defense minister told reporters. Reuters' Alice Rizzo has more.
Wagner's chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was supposed to stand down his mercenaries and move to Belarus in exchange for Russian President Vladimir Putin dropping charges against him. These were the terms of an agreement brokered by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko last month. To end an armed mutiny by Wagner, the gravest challenge to Putin in his 23 years in power. But the deal does not seem to be playing out on those lines. On Friday, Guy Falconbridge, Reuters Russia's bureau chief, visited the camp.
What we saw were 300 big tents surrounded by forest. And what the takeaway of all of this is that if Wagner isn't at the camp.
In the U.S., a Texas gunman in a 2019 Walmart shooting is sentenced. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in El Paso has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences. However, he could still face more punishment, including the death penalty. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty earlier this year to nearly 50 federal hate crime charges in the mass shooting in the Texas border city, and federal prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. But Texas prosecutors have said that they will try to put Crucius on death row when he stands trial in state court. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.